Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning, 10 a.m., Fortuna police investigated a home invasion robbery that just occurred on Drake Hill Road. Deputies met with the female victim, who reported first seeing an unknown man in her home. He demanded money, drugs, and asked her where the marijuana growing operation was at. The woman was covered with a sheet by another male suspect and tied to a chair by an electrical cord. She was sexually assaulted, as the suspects continued asking her the same questions. During the incident, the victim's husband called, and the woman answered the phone with her foot. As she began screaming into the phone, the suspects heard, and they fled the home before law enforcement arrived. Suspects managed to take some cash and jewelry with them. The two men are white, early 20s. One has a slender runner's build and weighs 150 pounds, 5'10", and has straight, dark brown hair, and was wearing black Wranglers as well as black shoes with an E written on them. The sheriff's office is looking for information that may help lead to their arrest. Reporter Dan Squire has an update on the county's quest to bring more airline options to Humboldt County. Here's Dan.
The Board of Supervisors will take up the Headwaters Fund Board decision. The county has received a template of a contract from American Airlines, but the details must still be worked out, and that means negotiations between the county, the airline, and they will now also include a representative from the Headwaters Fund Board, along with consultants and attorneys for the county. American Eagle proposes two nonstop direct flights from Arcata to Los Angeles using a 44-seat jet, and the guarantee of $1 million over 2 years would be used to fill any gaps American suffers once they begin service. How much will be determined on a month-to-month basis and hinges on several factors, including ticket and fuel prices. The county has also offered fee waivers for 1 year that could total more than $200,000 to sweeten the deal. Public Works Director Tom Mattson put it succinctly.
Ongoing negotiations, which is a really good sign because they're getting ready to set their summer schedule, and if we weren't on the game page, they wouldn't be talking to us.
Now, all that remains is the approval of the Board of Supervisors and the crafting of a contract that both sides are happy with. That work will continue over the next week or so.
Thanks, Dan. The California Highway Patrol and the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is searching for the driver of a vehicle that struck and killed a pedestrian and then fled the scene. The incident took place late Friday night on Humboldt Road, just south of Roy Road near Crescent City, when the victim, 22-year-old Christopher Merriam, who was wearing all-dark clothing, was crossing the roadway, was struck by a car, and suffered fatal injuries. A passing motorist found Merriam at the roadway and called for help, and both the CHP and sheriff's deputies arrived on scene to investigate. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the CHP or the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office. More KINS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Humboldt Fire District is going to add a boat in the bay later this year. The boat is being built and will be maintained by the Harbor District. Fire Chief Ken Woods gives an update.
July, August, we should be receiving delivery. Harbor District's going to maintain it, operate it for the as far as in and around and non-emergency situations. And then we're going to staff it for the emergencies, whether it be fires, whether it be water rescues, those types of things.
And when it comes to water rescue in Humboldt Bay, the fire district is usually there first, before the Coast Guard.
Not really in the bay. You know, we call them, but our response is so much quicker. We have, of course, our rescue swimmer program now, where we have rescue swimmers on duty every day on our fire apparatus. They have wetsuits they carry with them. So as soon as a water rescue call comes in, right away the engine's en route, and they're putting their suits on, getting into the water.
Woods estimates that the boat will be ready by July or August. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.